Can you talk about ALK fusions and challenges in making the diagnosis?
Detecting ALK fusions can be done by several different approaches, starting with immunohistochemistry. So it turns out that ALK is not normally expressed in most tissues at a level that could be detected by immunohistochemistry. But when it's involved in a fusion in lung cancer, for instance, the expression is ramped up to such a degree that you can pick it up with the antibody. And it's really a very, very robust, biomarker. Then there's FISH, as I mentioned, which tells you that there's been a rearrangement of the ALK gene using a break-apart FISH assay. Then there are a variety of NGS assays, either DNA-based or RNA-based, that can detect ALK fusions. And they can be designed so that you don't need to know the partner that is fused to ALK. So you're able to pick up an ALK fusion regardless of what the other gene that ALK is fused to is.
This concludes our program, and we should note that subsequent to recording this discussion, results from the Phase 3 FLORA study were presented at ESMO, demonstrating that osimertinib significantly improved progression-free survival compared to standard of care EGFR TKIs in patients with EGFR-mutated non-small cell lung cancer. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special CME program focusing on a survey of clinical investigators in lung cancer.